It's Wednesday, May 27th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In her appearance on the Todd Starnes radio show, Republican National Committee Chairwoman Rona McDaniel said voters in states run by Democrats are experiencing COVID tyranny.
How do we open safely, but we also want to get back to work? And you're seeing blue state Democrats becoming more strict, using the weight of the government to prevent people from working, people from doing it in a safe, logical way. And then you're seeing the freedom-loving American people saying, listen, let us go back to work. We can do this. We can social distance. Give us the autonomy and the freedom to think for ourselves. I think there's going to be a real difference. And as you look at Florida and Georgia and Texas, that's a real contrast between what Gavin Newsom's doing in California and Gretchen Whitmer's doing in my state of Michigan. I think as we get to November, you're going to look at the unemployment in those states. You're going to look at other things in those states. And people are going to say Republicans did it right.
Willie Wilson, an influential businessman and former Chicago mayoral candidate, said he will pay the fines that three churches in Illinois will face for holding in-person worship services during the ongoing lockdown in the city, reports the Christian Post. The Philadelphia Romanian Church of God, Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church, and Metro Praise International Church have been holding in-person services with more than 10 people in violation of state orders. Wilson said, quote, "The governor and mayor continue to trample on our constitutional rights while hiding behind a stay-at-home order that treats the church as non-essential. It is shameful that the church is discriminated against while liquor stores, marijuana dispensaries, and Home Depot are treated as essential businesses," end quote, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. Four Minneapolis police officers involved in the arrest of a handcuffed black man who died in police custody were fired yesterday, hours after a bystander's video showed the man pleading that he could not breathe as a white officer knelt on his neck, reports the Associated Press. The man's death Monday night after he struggled with officers was under investigation by the FBI and state law enforcement authorities. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey apologized to the black community early yesterday morning in a post on his Facebook page, saying, quote, "Being black in America should not be a death sentence. For 5 minutes, we watched a white officer press his knee into a black man's neck. 5 minutes. When you hear someone calling for help, you're supposed to help. This officer failed in the most basic human sense," end quote. PBS has abused our hard-earned tax dollars again. This time, they have produced and are set to air a 6-episode series of short videos called Pride Land in celebration of Homosexual Pride Month. James 4, verse 6 says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Set in the South, the most socially conservative and religiously observant part of the country, PBS promotes homosexuality, polyamory, demisexuality, and transgenderism, reports the Christian Post. PBS is offering member television stations the chance to air a 1-hour companion special program on June 12th that features the series host, actor, and dancer Dylan Burnside, who identifies himself as quote-unquote queer. Thankfully, the American Family Association has launched a petition, which you can sign, saying, quote, "Sadly, PBS is proudly promoting a lifestyle that is unhealthy to both the individual who participates in the unnatural sexual behavior and to society as a whole," end quote. The second episode in the PBS video series is called An Openly Gay Pastor's Journey to Acceptance in the Bible Belt, where Burnside speaks with an openly homosexual minister at a small church in Jackson, Mississippi. Rob Lowry was reportedly offered the job, but only accepted the position on the condition that he be able to lead the congregation as an openly homosexual person. In 2020, PBS received over $65 million in taxpayer funds. So far, 68,000 Americans have signed the AFA petition. And finally, Christian leaders worldwide are paying tribute to Christian apologist, author, and speaker Ravi Zacharias, who died on May 19th from a rare form of cancer, reports the Christian Post. He was 74. Zacharias' daughter, Sarah Davis, wrote, quote, "It was his Savior, Jesus Christ, that my dad always wanted most to talk about. even in his final days, until he lacked the energy and breath to speak, he turned every conversation to Jesus and what the Lord had done, end quote. Evangelist Franklin Graham said, quote, Ravi Zacharias, one of the great Christian apologists of our time, has stepped into the streets of glory and into the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Don't feel sorry for Ravi. His fight with cancer is over, and he has placed his crowns at the feet of the one who deserves all glory and honor, end quote. Christian athlete Tim Tebow tweeted, quote, To my friend, my mentor, and a great hero of the faith, Ravi Zacharias, thank you, end quote. And Pastor Jentison Franklin of Free Chapel in Gainesville, Georgia, said, quote, Ravi Zacharias resurrected the faith of many doubters and illuminated the truth for many skeptics. He articulated the validity of the Christian faith better than anyone I know, end quote. No doubt Jesus told Zacharias, well done, good and faithful servant. Matthew 25, verse 23. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, May 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2020, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.